Yo, 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 what's poppin', everybody? We about to get into it right now. The songs we're gonna be bumping right now is the new Joey Badass Light Pack. It was a 3-song EP, and yeah, we're gonna get right into it. So let's smoke up some of this legend OG. It's got me feeling real nice. I'm real laid back right now. Gonna be rolling up the legend, taking a bong rip right now, and we're gonna get right into it. Hope you guys are enjoying your night. We're about to be going crazy tonight, so sit back, relax, we're going in. Man, I should have hopped on this mic an hour ago, but I was stuck playing Perfect Dark, the Rare Replay on Xbox 360. That's a game I grew up playing, guys. And, you know, like a week ago or something, I saw it on the Game Pass app. And I was like, you know what, let me download that. It's a classic. And I've been stuck playing it. I'm actually stuck on this one level. I can't remember how to beat it. Anyway, Joey Badass. What happened to Joey Badass? He disappeared from the limelight. It seemed like Joey Badass was trying to reinvent himself in a sense. I don't have this, no one said this. I haven't heard anyone talk about this. But personally, I just felt like Joey Badass was trying to reinvent himself, become more of a superstar rapper. He didn't want to get stuck in that underground lane. After 1996 came out, right? That's the classic Joey Badass mixtape. Everybody put him in this kind of underground hip-hop. You know, they wanted, you know, Joey Badass to give us the Illmatic flow. They wanted that classic Joey Badass. And at one point, it seemed like Joey Badass was the king of that lane. And a lot of people were hyping this dude up to be the best up-and-coming rapper out of New York. A lot of people I heard comparing him to Hove and whatnot. And I don't know if that was online that I was hearing that, or that was just homies, but a lot of people were saying, like, yeah, I was hearing, like, either Hove was backing him up, or, like, yeah, Hove was saying he's the next dude, or the homies were saying they remind... I can't really remember, but there was some Hove connection. That's what I'm trying to indicate here. Anyway, I'm very high off this legend OG. I'm completely buzzing right now. Joey Badass, to me, great MC. I was really hyping him up at the time. But let's be honest, when that CD came out, I was probably 22 or 23. He was 16 at the time. And I wasn't going crazy. I wasn't the biggest Joey Badass fan because he was a lot younger than I was. And by that point, I was already listening to, I don't know, I just wasn't listening to a lot of younger artists at the time, because I was rapping and I just wasn't going crazy over Joey Badass, but I was always liking his flow. But if you break it down, the reason why that CD got so much praise is because he was a 16-year-old kid at the time when that came out, right? So that's something that's interesting to point out. Was 1996 a classic project, or was it a classic project because it was coming from a 16-year-old kid? Whether or not he was 18, 21, 31, a lot of 30-year-old cats aren't making projects like that. So that's facts. But the fact he was 16 gave it a lot of notoriety. A lot of people, you know, were hyping it up because he was 16, right? I feel like that had a lot to do with Joey Badass's success, because here comes a 16-year-old kid sounding like he's Nas dropping some Illmatic type record, and that all played a big part into the Joey Badass saga, right? Now, I'm always have been a fan of Joey Badass. I've never been a hater. I will admit, when Asher Roth first came out, I was a hater on Asher Roth. He won me over with one of his mixtapes, like the Jazz mixtape, and then some later stuff, and some of his freestyles I liked. Mac Miller, when he first came out with the you know, School Days and all that little kiddie rap, I was not feeling that. When he dropped Faces, I became a fan. Currency, always loved Currency, except for when I first heard his music. Like, the first maybe week I listened to his music because a homie was pumping him up. I was like, he's okay, nothing crazy. But a week later, I watched a YouTube with Currency, and he was doing a thing called Mythblazers at the time. And I became a huge fan. Anyway, I'm just saying that I can always admit when I was a fan of someone or when I was a hater. And I'll proudly admit it. You know what I mean? It's no big deal. A lot of these artists win me over. And, you know, a lot of artists you can't count out because they can always surprise you. Like Tyga. A lot of people counted Tyga out, saying he would never come back. He was never going to be anything. And then he dropped Taste. And that was damn near like the song of the year, kind of. Anyway, so let's get to it, guys. I'm a little high right now, like I said. Let me drink this water. So Joey Badass drops 1996, goes crazy. He becomes a huge success, and he goes to the top of a lot of people's hip-hop list at the time, right? So a lot of people were bigging this dude up. It just seemed like he had a lot. Now, personally, like I said, I wasn't the biggest fan, but I always respected the dude. Now, I'm also a little biased when it comes to this story because I've met Joey Badass at my homie's house, and he's really, really dope dude. So I would never openly talk smack about him on a podcast or anything like that. It just, I couldn't do it because I met him and he's a cool cat, and I wouldn't disrespect someone that I've met. And like I said, I don't like to disrespect or talk smack about people's art. Art is for everyone. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean that it's garbage. It just means that it's not for me. Anyway, Joey Badass was at the top of a lot of people's you know, MC kind of chart, in my opinion. And then he kind of slowed down for some reason or another. I don't really know why, but he dropped, the last project he dropped was a Beast Coast project with Flatbush Zombies and it's the other homie Issa's group, Underachievers. All right, for sure. And a lot of people weren't liking that project. Personally, I didn't bump it that much. But like I said, I was never the biggest Joey Badass fan. I was never like, I never listened to all his projects. There's like one project, I believe, that I really, really liked. And that was the one, like his like first major label project. Let me get the name of that real quick. But anyway, so a lot of people weren't feeling that, and a lot of people said Joey Badass switched up his style and was doing a kind of more modern day flow. Now, I'm thinking that Joey Badass pulled back because a lot of people were putting him in that category of one of the best MCs, but he was also going in that underground category because he sounded like Nas and, you know, classic hip-hop, right? Now, a lot of people are winning in that lane. You got West Side Gun, you got the Benny the Butchers, you got, you know, a lot of people win in that lane. I don't want to go through all the names, but that's a good lane to be in my opinion. Anyway, Joey Badass seemed like he was trying to transition, maybe go for more of a superstar vibe to, you know, figure himself out. Maybe, I'm not saying this is for certain, it's just my speculation. So he was trying to more figure it out, trying to see if he was going to go with a more modern flow, a more Drake style flow. And in that time, he kind of lagged on dropping I would say consistent heat, you know, because he could have dropped a lot of projects. It seemed like it's been a while. Anyway, I think it's been 3 years since we've gotten a solo project. I want to say at least two. And we get this, and so it was the one before the last one that I really liked. I'm gonna get the name of it. Anyway, so we get this project that comes out now, and Joey Badass comes out and says, this is the death of mumble rap. And a lot of people were not feeling that. A lot of people were saying, oh, this dude's last project was garbage. Who is he to say this is the death of anything? Other people were saying, I listened to Joey Badass's song, and in the first 5 minutes, he says, this is the execution of mumble rap, and someone said I had to turn it off. So a lot of people were bouncing back and forth with the way they were kind of feeling that project, all right? So anyway, the one that I'm really, really feeling that I felt was amazing was Before the Paper, but it's like supposed to be like Badass. Yeah, it's spelled out like Badass, but it's like Before the Paper. It's a pretty dope way to spell it. It's before.da.moneysign. Money sign. And yeah, so it looks like Badass. And that one came out in 2015. And that one, I was really, really feeling it. So I saw him actually at the homie's house maybe in 2017 before All American Badass dropped. And I was like, yo, that Before the Paper was crazy. He was like, oh man, thanks. Yeah, and I'm being honest, that is the one that I really, you know, woke up and went to sleep to. Summer Nights was okay. I liked it. Yeah, I think, you know, like I'm saying, in 1999, it was amazing for, like I said, a 16-year-old and still held to a very, very high standard in hip-hop. Not only because he was 16, but because it's a very, very dope project, right? Facts. Anyway, All American Badass, I feel like, was kind of him trying to figure it out. And then we got, I don't know, I just didn't really like American Badass, but I think that one had a song on it that went, For My People, I think went, Land of the Free, or For My People, one of those songs went platinum. So, you know, he hasn't been doing bad, money-wise or sales-wise. I think he's just been trying to find out his exact spot. He was trying to go for more of a Kendrick Lamar, Drake status. You know, he wanted to really project himself as one of the top MCs instead of being, you know, put in anywhere, any way, shape, or form, put into a category of underground hip-hop, or be put in a box of, you know, this dude is supposed to be only rapping on boom-bap beats and, you know, old-school soul samples. So I think this is where Joey Badass kind of gets confused. He tries to go for the, you know, more of a mainstream Drake, kind of maybe mix it with the Migos style, because Drake's the perfect person, right? He can do the Migos flow. He can do anything, right? He just rapped in Arabic on a grind beat. So that's the perfect person. If you're an artist, you'd be like, damn, I want to be like that, you know, because he can do underground hip hop. He can do anything. Anyway, so maybe this is where Joey Badass gets confused, and then he realizes he needs to get back to his roots. That's why he says this is the execution of mumble rap. That's why he tries to make it a big deal with this release and whatnot. And it kind of backfires because, like I said, a lot of people were not feeling that. They were like, yo, I don't want to hear this dude talking about the execution of mumble rap when the last project he came out with, Beast Coast, wasn't nothing special to us and blah, blah, blah. So, boom, here we are. And we're about to listen to the new songs that Joey Badass has. It's a three-project EP. It's a three-song EP, and it's called Light Pack. And we're about to bump these records, and I'm going to give you my take on these joints. And we're about to move from there. All right, y'all, let's get it. All right, so Joey comes off this record firing right out the gate. The chorus is like he's almost being enlightened, and he's saying he's coming out the darkness and he's waking up in a sense. And then his verse, he just really takes off, in my opinion. He's shooting out a bunch of bars. He's keeping up with a really dope flow. Like, the way he's just attacking the beat is fire. He has a lot of really dope lines in there until the abomination of mumble rap, or extermination of mumble rap, abomination of something else. It wasn't the coolest thing to put on the record or to rap along and say. I'm not going to say that by any means, but I think that's just because now we're all thinking about that. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that's the line the dude was talking about. But it's not that serious. Joey goes in. The way he's chopping up his flow sounds real nice. He's saying he wants to be one of the top five. He's here. He's not playing any games. He wants to be considered that dude. The beat sounds like an old school hip-hop beat. This perfect, in my opinion, for Joey Badass. He could have went a little more underground. He could have went a little more grimy. It's been a minute. He said, I know it's been a minute on the beginning of the record when he kicks it off with the verse, like in the first four bars, I believe. And so he knows. He's like, man, I know I've been, you know, been gone for a minute, but, you know, I'm back now. And he said, you know, he went through it. He wasn't sure exactly, you know, he was going through it, trying to figure out how to compete, I guess, and to stay consistent and, you know, drop albums that he could make money off, I guess. I'm not exactly sure. But, you know, all the pressures up. These artists have to deal with so much from the labels, from the fans, from, you know, their friends. It's like nonstop. You know what I mean? So you got to give them respect. And with all that being said, it still doesn't excuse the record. You know, if it's not fire, we're not going to just be, oh, he's going through a lot, this is fire. No, we're not doing that. He's going in on this record. Is it the record to catapult Joey's career to the next level? I don't think so. I really don't think it's that one, but I think he's on the right path. This is a perfect lane he's trying to carve out for himself, and he's moving with the right frequency, and everything seems to be moving at a good pace on this record. He's just going in, you know. The sample's nothing crazy. It's not like the beat's super, super insane or, oh, this is the crazy. No, but he's just doing his thing on it. Right when the chorus comes back in is when I stopped it. So I'm going to continue listening to this first record, finish out my thoughts, and we'll move to the next one. All right, so this is actually just a one-verse record. And after this record, it after the chorus, the beat rings out for a little bit, and then it just ends. Oh, this Kush got me faded right now, y'all. The legend OG. This is no joke. Anyway, the album cover is, it looks like he's being awakened at maybe some church or something. I'm trying to analyze the cover because he's looking up and it looks like a light is being shined down on him. And he's almost trying to block the light from coming to his eyes. And there's some females around him that look like they are maybe praising or doing a dance or something like that. So it's interesting. And maybe Joey's waking up and this is the you know, the new Joey Badass we're going to get. These are the first three songs, and hopefully after this, he stays very consistent and keeps, you know, the records coming. He can get back to his old self. I could see him going right to the top of his career. You know, I don't think he's hit his peak yet. I got to be honest. I really don't. So if Joey Badass takes it to the next level, you know, and meaning if he stays consistent, if he keeps hitting us with, they don't have to be the best records of all time, but good records consistently and keeps in people's faces, you know, get some good features going. Maybe the next album after this one that's going to come out will be the one that, you know, he really hits his peak with. So that's something to think about. You know, the kid's still very, 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 very young. So he's got a lot of time. Let's get to this next record. It's called No Explanation. No Explanation is kind of like just like a record you would put on while you're just like cleaning the crib. He said, like, I've been in my mind lately, you know, I've been in my mind. And then he starts it out kind of cool. You know, I wrote this rap with a little reefer. And then he goes in to say, you know, a Beats Pill speaker and some Hennessy 200 milliliters. It's kind of cool how he starts it out. But it's not my favorite Joey Badass record. It's kind of like a record that would be like on like a 40 song compilation. Like if it was like 20 to 30 songs on like a two CD, a double CD, and this was like one of the songs on the second CD, it'd be like, eh, no big deal. But on a three song three song EP, it needs to be a little more. It just seems kind of like a throwaway record. Now I'm only at the chorus. I haven't heard Push's verse yet, but it definitely sounds like a beat that Push would get on, like a throwaway record. No, I'm just playing. Push is dope. I've always liked Push, of course. I guess I was just really like, when I put this one on, I was like, all right, this is going to be the one. No explanations, going to blow me away. Like, I'm about to, this is about to be crazy. So I took a bong hit and laid back, sparked a joint, and listening, and I'm like, wait, this is like super chill record, you know, like, kind of like just like meditate, you know, close your eyes, turn the lights off. But I think I was just, you know, I wanted a little more just because it's a 3-song EP and we've been waiting for Joey Badass tape, EP, singles for so long that I'm just, I guess, a little like, yeah, just a little, I don't want to say disappointed. Because it's a dope song. It's not like, oh, this is just garbage. I'm still happy he dropped this record. It's like I said, it's a nice record to close your eyes to and kick back. It's just I just wanted a little something more, man. Anyway, I need to bump it more probably. This is my first time playing it. So maybe this is one of those records that the third or fourth time you play it, you're like, yo, this is crazy. Anyway, let's keep it moving. I'm going to be doing also a what I've been listening to episode very soon. So that'll be like just what I've been playing, whether it's classic 90s hip hop or it's some new music, whatever it is, I'll be letting you guys know. And hopefully I could turn you guys on to some dope tunes. Anyway, we're going to keep it pushing. All right, so Pusha T is spitting some nonchalant bars. I think he was really, really going in with like some way out over the head type stuff, but it just went over my head. And I didn't want to keep playing it back and get so crazy into it and try to analyze every bar. No, I wasn't really trying to do that at the moment. This Legend OG is really has me on another plane right now, and I'm too stoned to be doing all that. Anyway, no, it's a fire verse. And after listening to it, I'm not going to lie, I thought to myself, this is one of those songs I got to play back a few times because it's a laid back joint. Like I said, it's a meditation joint. It's a long drive track. You know, it's one of those records you put on during a drive and, you know, everyone's kind of cooled out. You know, everyone wanted to play the Yin Yang Twins at the beginning of the drive. Then 5 minutes later, you know, y'all were playing Sublime. And, you know, about 30, 40 minutes, an hour into the drive, this is the record you would put in on. And, you know, you would play. And I was just actually playing Boogie today. Not A Boogie, just Boogie, the West Coast rapper. And he has a song called The Quiet Ride Home. And this is kind of I would play those songs together if I was doing a DJ mix. Let's talk about one thing. Joey Badass jumps in at the end of Pusha T's verse, and that's when I stopped it. I was like, oh no, why did he do that? It got like 4 bars into his verse, and it just seemed like after Pusha T rap, Joey was like, nah, I can't let him do me like that on this. I got to go in one more time. It just seemed a little forced to me. Now, I'm going to play it back from the end of Pusha T's verse. I'm not going to listen to all of Pusha T's verse again. But I'm going to play it back from the end of Pusha T's verse and listen to the way Joey Badass comes in. And I'm going to give my 2 cents on how I feel he basically attacked it and if I was wrong or right about the way I feel. Like, it just should have gone into the chorus and then just ended. Or no chorus and just, you know, Push could have just basically rolled out into the ending of the song. Anyway, I'm going to play it again and see how I feel about this second Joey Badass verse, but it's the third verse on the song. Or maybe it's just an outro to Pusha T's verse. But yeah, let me see how I feel about this. So Joey does get off on that second verse or his second verse on the song, the outro to Pusha's verse. It's about 8 bars, maybe 12 at the max. I'm not going to say it's amazing or anything like that. And it kind of came off a little forced to me when he first jumped on it, like right out of Pusha's verse. It sounded like he grabbed the mic from Pusha, pushed Pusha out of the booth. But it wasn't bad. After you get into it, I feel like it's good rap to get stoned to, close your eyes to, like I said, meditate. Just kind of get away. When you're not trying to, you know, get too into someone's problems. He's just giving you, you know, he gets light into, you know, if he says, I've been going through a lot, that's basically all he's going to say. I've been going through a lot, you know, and he'll have a sick rhyme with it. But he's not going to say, I've been going through a lot because, you know, I got this bill to pay. This person was shot. This happened to my cousin. And, you know, sometimes that's a little much. You don't want to hear someone's all their problems. You're like, yo, keep your problems. I don't want to turn this off and then be worried if you're going to pay your mortgage. It's not why I started listening to you, Quavo. I'm just playing. All right, we're going to get to the last record right now, y'all. This is the third song. Let's go. All right, so right off the bat, they flipped that classic sample, My Life, My Life, My Life, My Life in the Sunshine. Is that like Bill Withers? Who is that? Anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. That is a classic sample, and everybody has flipped it. At the beginning, though, when it came in and it just said shine, I was really liking the way it was bouncing. It just had a nice bounce to it, and it sounded clean. It sounded very clean. Definitely started off like my favorite or my favorite record on this project. So it's bouncy. It's nice. Joey Badass has a new style. Thought I should note that. He has lost the dreads. He's doing kind of a flat top with a part, kind of like an old 90s haircut. And he's rocking a vest. They have a little GIF kind of music video going on Spotify. And the kid looks clean, I gotta say. The vest is reminiscent of Tupac, and the hair is reminiscent of Kid in Play, okay? So Joey's doing his thing. He switched up his style. He's reinventing himself. Like I said, I really feel like Joey is reinventing himself. We're going to get more into this record because I cut it right before he started rapping. Like, right before he started rapping, I was like, I want to talk about this sample and the way this started out. Anyway, let's keep vibing, y'all. You know what time it is. You listening to DJ Gnarly. Okay, Shine is definitely my favorite one on this three-pack. I did like the light a lot, too. I liked the way he attacked that one. You know, like I said, he had a lot of consistent, dope bars on that record. But this one's just very laid back. It's got me in the zone right now. He has a lot of, like, you know, cocky bars on this. And he's got a lot of, you know, stunning bars on this. Like, you know, I'm about to shine on him, right? That's the point of this record. But at the same time, he's saying, you know, I've done a lot. I haven't lost focus. You know, I haven't lost who I am. I haven't lost my purpose. And I think it's just the easiest record to listen to on this three-pack. And it also has a nice no-drum second verse after the chorus. The drums cut out. And the way that they played the guitar, I believe they played the guitar live on top of the sample. Sounds like they either brought that acoustic guitar way out of the sample somehow, filtered it very nice and, you know, rocked it on top, or somebody came in and played this very, very dope acoustic guitar. It sounds fire. Very, very relaxing. Very, very good vibes on this record. I like what Joey Badass is doing. I'm really hoping he stays consistent. He can keep blessing us with dope records. And, you know, hopefully we can put him back at the top of the rap game with who's at the top of the rap game right now, y'all? If he was back at the top, would he have to be in the Drake category? Or would he have to be with, like, the Lil Baby and Gunna and who else is, like, you know, at the top of the rap game right now? Was he going to go with Future? You know, is all of them in the same top now? Is there two different tops or is there one top? Am I losing my mind? Probably. You guys are tuned in with Jason Gnarly. We are definitely calling it quits tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is your boy, Jason Gnarly, on the mic. You guys have been a pleasure to talk to. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. Let's keep this rocking. Guys, come back ASAP. I got a lot of work to do. I'm about to be going crazy this week. So, yeah, just to, you know, I'm going crazy. I did this one dope one on the Stove God Cooks project, Reasonable Drought. But it's an older project. That's when I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just add this into what I'm playing. Episodes. Anyway, thank you guys. Much love. Appreciate you guys. Holler at your boy.